This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I love fun at the old ballpark. Tomorrow, opening day. Big boy. Tomorrow, opening day at the ballpark, the Cardinals host the Minnesota Twins. And we're going to be over at the ballpark, Ballpark Village, broadcasting before the game. But we thought it would be fun to talk about what is in store for you when you come to Busch Stadium this season. So to talk about that with us here on the Chris and Amy Show, it is Megan Eberhardt, the Director of Promotions and Events with the Cardinals, the Director of Fun.
Yep.
That's what we like to call her. She's back in studio. What's going on,
Megan? How are you?
I'm great. How are you? I'm so happy to be back.
How was your off season of planning promotions and themes and giveaways?
Boring.
What?
I hate sitting in a conference room. I hate it. So I am so ready to get out with the fans and enjoy the baseball season.
Well, do you have any exciting stuff?
I have a lot of exciting things.
That you can tell
us
about?
Yeah. So I think the thing that I was just talking to Chris before we went on, the thing that piqued his interest, $5 beers.
$5 beers? Okay.
What?
Real quick, yes.
We'll just dive right into that.
Yeah, let's talk about the $5 beers.
Yeah, so Budweiser Terrace, there's a bar up there called the Crown Bar.
Which I love.
Yes, it's a great view of the ballgame, a great spot to socialize with your friends, and we'll have $5 draft beers there all game long.
Because they used to have the happy hour.
We still have that in cans.
You still have that in cans?
Yes, in Bud Terrace, so that's $5.25 for those, and then the draft will be $5 upstairs.
That's awesome.
Oh, yes.
We'll see you guys there tomorrow.
I was thinking the giveaway, all fans 21 and over, get a beer as they walk into the stadium.
Is that a bad idea, Amy?
That's actually a great idea. I'm kind of an ideas guy.
Just imagine all those beers lined up at the gate. Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
A marathon, like the tables whenever you're
the water station. Like the volunteers. Everyone's walking to their seats with the beer. That's actually a fun giveaway. But that's great. $5 beers.
Yeah,
all game long.
Yeah. We're having a lot more live music, so we have an in-house DJ now that will be also up in the Crown Bar in Bud Terrace on Fridays and Saturdays, and we're just going to enhance the pregame a lot and have a lot more fun at the ballpark this season.
Our guy, Alex Rich, is playing pregame.
He is, tomorrow
Alex
and then
over
most
at
Sundays.
Y98, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll he says we have to go see him, so we'll go see him, I guess.
Of course, and it's a great space. We put a new backdrop on the stage up there, and I'm just really happy about it.
Excellent.
All right, you brought bags of crap.
Yeah, so you each have a bag.
Oh my gosh, this is my
it's like
favorite.
The Barney bag.
This is my.
Do you have stuff in here?
You're like Santa Claus.
Yeah. Okay. So you guys are going to pull out your favorites, and then I'll describe them.
Well, I'm pulling everything out here.
Okay.
How about this Cardinals teddy bear?
Isn't it so sweet? So that is the Build-A-Bear bear. It's a red bear with the STLs all over it.
Can I just? This is inside baseball, no pun intended. But is this the day where you bring all the fun stuff and we don't get to keep it?
Yeah.
These days.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so mad. Megan, go home.
I knew it was too good to be true.
I'm
like, there's
sorry.
No way that we get to keep all of this.
This is what happened with the city jerseys.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Our boss brought in city jerseys right before the opening season.
And had us put them on.
Yeah, he's like, here, try these on.
And then took them back.
And then he took them back.
back. Megan is taking back the gifts. Okay, so okay. I am all blinged out right now.
Yeah, so that is the oversized chain. It's really popular right now with kids and at retail. So that is the Bird on the Bat logo. And it's actually going to be a mystery concept. So we have that one and then also one more, which is the City Connect the Loo. So you won't know
which one. Oh, I like that one.
Oh, my gosh. I love
this one. What date
is that? What date is
this? I told you not to ask dates.
Oh, dang it.
Do we know if it's far away from now?
Everything feels really far away from now.
Is it before the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay, good.
So I think people, this is when it's really ideal to watch us on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you can stream
YouTube
on the Game
Show
and Tell.
Yeah, on Twitter, because this is a sneak preview that really, there's nowhere else like to get this, like this, where you get to see everything on, see the scale of it, see the quality of it. I will say this. So the oversized chain, I'm holding up the one that's the Loo. It's the Birds on Bat, and it says the Loo. They're actually pretty heavy.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like a cheap plastic.
No,
it's actually
really
kind of
nice.
Heavy, which is cool.
Those, by the way, will be great for next year's Mardi Gras.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
You're thinking ahead.
I know.
I like that.
Because, and I know we keep saying this, but I think I will pitch it to Mr. DeWitt tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Megan and I would be so good at a Cardinals QVC channel where we sell the promotions, because all the Cardinals stuff, like, I know, listen, I know I'm a homer, but they really do have high quality giveaways.
Thank
and
you.
The t-shirts and the jerseys and the purse, like on, you know, like on Mother's Day, and this chain, even the chain being a heavyweight, you guys really do it.
Thank you.
Really well.
And it's so fun. We love doing it. We like to study retail trends. Okay, so this is actually coming up next home stand. So it's a sweatshirt. So Amy's holding up the navy version with the 80s circle logo. Once again, I love the mystery concept. And then
this is the red version.
Yeah, the red version over here. So it's a red crew neck sweatshirt with the Loo.
I want this so
Which
bad.
One do you like, Amy?
So I think I got to go red. I don't know. Actually, I don't know. I love the navy.
I think I like the navy because I'm a big... That's the 80s team with the 80s logo. That's my favorite.
So we are celebrating the 85 team this year.
Yes. Yeah. 40th anniversary of the 85
Cardinals. How did that happen?
So this
40
is
years.
A heavy... Kind of like a heavyweight crew neck sweatshirt. I'm holding the navy one, as you guys mentioned, that has the circular St. Louis Cardinals logo. Ronj had a red one, the Cardinal red one.
Yeah.
Which said, what did that logo say?
It is the Loo.
It's the Loo logo.
It's the alternate, the City Connect.
The City Connect. I'm glad you mentioned that. So this is the first year that we have the ability to do a lot of giveaways with our City Connect logos. So either the Loo logo or the circle that was on the sleeve, that is on the sleeve, the Fleur de Lis STL logo. My Altoids
you
are
left
there
your Altoids.
Vegan.
Oh my gosh,
I found
you should
your
have Altoid.
Not a giveaway. and probably some lip glosses in there too. That is a kid's headband.
Oh, a kid's headband.
Yeah.
And it's got a number on it.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
33.
Yeah.
Brendan
Donovan.
Donovan. Yeah, so he designed that. So we worked with his headband company
Oh my gosh.
Oh no. This is just looking all over the place.
Keep talking with Ron. So I got
it. So he designed that. So the kids will go home with that headband the same day that the adults will go home with his bobblehead.
So all the dates for this, when will you
It's all
know?
Online at cardinals.com/promotions.
Okay.
Yeah, and so then Amy's holding up the flannel, which is in the second half of the season. Beautiful winter flannel with the STL embroidered on the chest.
There's a lot of really good stuff, like
this
a lot of good wearable
good
stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I like to say I'm the town outfitter.
Do you know what it feels
are.
Like? It feels like the giveaways are straight from the team store.
Yeah.
Like none of this feels like a giveaway. It feels like high quality.
Yeah.
This is why, and again, this is a small group of listeners, but the listeners who get it, get it. If you've seen the show In the Kitchen with David on QVC.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes, I love In the Kitchen with David. The Cardinals really.
What
so
are
who's
you people
David?
Talking
are you
about?
David or am I David?
I'm David because you are the one with the products.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So you're bringing the products, and my job is just to hype up the products that are so good. But this flannel is really cool.
All right, let's talk about this.
Excited about this in
right.
the season.
We need to talk about this button down. It looks like a shooting jersey.
So that is the retro basketball warm up.
Oh,
so that
wow.
is, isn't that so cool? It's got the button down, and then so that is the item for the grown ups, and the kids will get a basketball that day. Basketball was huge in my house this off season.
Like this jersey is really cool. So whenever this happens, this button down
July.
Oh, it's July.
I do know that. Yeah.
Okay.
July.
Some of this is so good.
So
Megan.
This, some of this,
Not
all
some,
of this.
All of it.
So this next one, I know is going to be. I'm going to love. I'm already in love with this. And again, if you're not watching on Twitter, if you're not watching on the YouTube channel for KMOX, you're missing out on seeing all of these great items and the quality of the items. It's really, really fun. This does feel like Christmas Day. Look at this, Raj.
Yeah.
What is that? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, yeah, so we've done the hockey jersey at the gates a few times, but this is a full zip jacket with the cardinal bird on a hockey stick.
Like a windbreaker slash water resistant type looking.
They call it a rink jacket in the hockey world.
And it's got Blues colors.
Yeah.
That's really cool,
too. Gorgeous.
And I am holding a bucket hat, and this is a reversible bucket hat.
Yeah.
It's got the alternate logo on it.
Yep.
And this one's sort of a tie-dye thing here. I like this.
Thanks. So that is the Grateful Dead Day. So the gate giveaway is that item, and then the Grateful Dead theme item is a jacket, which kind of matches that tie-dye.
I feel like there's a lot of good stuff here, and I can't believe you're going to bring it all in and then take it away from us.
I know.
What if we we got to keep one thing?
Ooh, what would you pick?
I might take this button down.
Okay.
I think I'm going to take the rink jacket.
The rink jacket is pretty cool.
It's really cool.
Wait, you guys can have it if you wear it tomorrow.
Oh.
And they're like, no, never mind. We make that.
Is it okay not to wear red tomorrow, though?
You can wear it under it.
I love their
red pants.
All right.
This might happen then.
I'm going to wear it. No, we're going to do this. We're going to wear our new items tomorrow.
Awesome. Let's go.
Okay. And I'm holding up. We have so many great things to get to. This is real. Is this real? It feels heavy.
It looks like the City Connect jersey. It's the kids version.
Yeah.
Mason Wynn. And it says Mason Wynn on the back. But it feels like the weight of a real jersey. Again, guys. Every year, you guys get better.
Thank you.
I feel like you outdo yourself every season.
That's what I mean. Yeah, by not getting better. You don't need to get better. You just outdo it, and you don't think you can outdo it. Is this a real golf shirt?
It's a polo. Remember how we did the polo last year?
Oh, my gosh.
So we're doing it again this year with the City Connect look. It has the river sublimated down the front and then the circle logo on it.
I love me some sublimation.
Do you know about it?
I do now.
She talks about sublimation all the time. And she's using words that most people don't know.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No, this is great. But it is. It's the river. It's the representative of the river. The Florida Lee is on there.
So let's talk about what's happening this weekend specifically.
Yep.
We have opening day tomorrow.
Yep. The magnet schedule.
Yeah. So the magnet schedule's tomorrow.
Yep.
Is that all throughout the weekend too?
Nope. Just tomorrow. And we have fans that have collected those for many, many, many years. So if you have that collection, make sure you get to the ballgame tomorrow. Saturday, we have the Burleson bobblehead. I had to think about that.
That's the afternoon.
Nice.
Yeah. So opening day, the car parade. We've done the Hall of Famers and the cars before as bobbleheads. This time we're using the four trucks with the current player. So that is going to be super fun. And his wife is throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, that's very cool.
We have someone watching on the YouTube channel that says, I love the navy zipper jacket that you just held up.
Which is the Blues.
Which
that
is,
ring jacket
hey,
is very
it's
cool.
Got navy on the sleeves. It's got St. Louis Blues blue on the chest, white on the bottom.
And then the cardinal on the hockey stick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the logo. That's awesome.
I have to decide before Megan leaves between the sweatshirt or the jacket to wear tomorrow. I can't decide.
The red one is over here, Amy. Okay.
Choose sweatshirt, then you have to choose which one.
I know.
Many choices. So definitely get all the information at cardinals.com/promotions. Mm-hmm. We can't wait to see everyone at the ballpark this year. It's going to be really a lot of fun.
And this is fun, too, because not only do you have like Mother's Day coming up, Father's Day, my dad, it's the worst because my dad, you know, he buys what he needs. That's it.
Yeah.
But he has back-to-back Father's Day and my dad's birthday within a couple weeks. So I do think like buying Cardinals tickets with a promo day that you know will be especially fun for that person is such a great gift idea for birthdays, especially for people you don't know who to buy for. It's like a double gift because it's Cardinals tickets and a great promo or theme night.
And some of these people should know are theme ticket items, right?
Not these.
None of these are.
These are just straight gate giveaways.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
Everything. But I also want to mention we have two post-game concerts this year. So I am so excited about that as well.
Can you tell us?
Yeah. So in June 20th, we have Cole Swindelli's Country. And then July 25th, we have Flo Rida.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
You guys are coming.
Yes.
Post-game, you get access. If you buy the special ticket, you get access to the infield, where you can watch the show from there. And the stage is going to be placed right behind second base. And so it's going to be a really fun Friday night at the ballpark.
That's really awesome.
That is so fun.
All right. Well, we're looking forward
Megan,
to it.
Megan, you're the best.
Megan Eberhardt
Thanks
is
for
the
having me, guys.
Director of Fun for the St. Louis Cardinals and a lot of great giveaways, cardinals.com/promotions. And you can find out all the dates for all of these items and it's very good stuff.
Thank you.
And awesome. I'm stealing most of it, and you can't stop me.
I think she can stop you. She's got big pull over at the St. Louis Cardinals.
Actually, she might. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
That was fun.
I know, we got a bunch of cards. Well, we didn't get a bunch.
But we got, I'm wearing the sweatshirt tomorrow. You're wearing the jersey
I'm
going to
wear the shooting jersey, the Cardinals shooting jersey. There's a lot of really good giveaways this year. And I can't believe all that stuff is gate stuff.
So here's the thing. I know people are thinking like, oh, you have to say that. Oh, you're such a homer. Mm. Oh, no, it's actually really good stuff. I can't believe that's giveaway. The quality is purchase quality.
Yeah.
That you'd go to the team store and buy it. And when I say I'm actually really excited, I couldn't decide what to take because I only got one thing.
That's okay. This is like Christmas Eve, yeah, where they say you can have one gift.
So I'm going to wear my new sweatshirt. If you want to see it tomorrow, I'll be wearing that tomorrow at Kegs and Eggs.
All right. So our Mott's Madness Tournament is ongoing right now. Amy, the best pizza in St. Louis, and that includes all of the national stuff, too,
mm-hmm,
right? I think a lot of the national stuff has been eliminated already.
Well, obviously. Because I think because we have so many great pizza chains locally.
We are currently in round two, and voting for round two is ongoing at Chris Amy KMOX, and you'll have to find the threads with all of the matchups that are ongoing right now, and you can vote. And you have until, I believe, tomorrow morning to vote. So the tally we will know by tomorrow. When we are at Kegs and Eggs and broadcasting live from Cardinals Nation to Ballpark mm-hmm. Village on opening day, we will have our Sweet 16. And so we are in the midst of it right now. We still have our number one seeds. All of them are still in. That's number one Emo's against the 8-seed Blackthorn Pizza.
Number one Dewey's against number nine Ragazzi's.
Union Loafers is a number one seed, and they are facing That's a Nice a Pizza.
Number one, Katie's Pizza and Pasta, going up against number eight, Vito's. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it really is. And
These are all close.
I know they are. And I think there's a very good chance here, Amy, that the 10-seed Filoni's they could be a Sweet 16 team, and they could upset Guido's.
Wow.
The number two seed. I really think that could happen. Filoni's is solid.
Have you ever been to That's a Nice a Pizza?
I never even heard of it until like 3 days ago.
I have. It's very good.
Is it?
Is it?
It's a very good place.
That's a nice a pizza. Is that what you said?
Yes.
That's a nice a pizza.
See?
It's contagious.
You think that's not what they intended?
You know, I think they meant to say, that's a nice pizza.
That's a nice a pizza. That's the
You're
way they've written it out.
Else.
My wife.
My wife likes That's a Nice a Pizza. All right.
All right.
I still cannot get over Cyberg's being a 3-seed.
See, that, you know what that
against
is?
Against Pastaria,
that's
the 6-seed.
Not having kids. And I say that because I think.
Well, okay, if you have kids, any place is a pizza place.
No, well, but I'm just saying, after a lot of Incarnate Word 5th grade boys basketball games.
Oh, because everybody goes to Incarnate Word 5th grade boys basketball games.
Yeah, and then we all go to Cyberg's. It's good pizza.
You go to Cyberg. Cyberg's is a wings place.
And pizza.
Drew Young agreed with me on this yesterday.
Drew Young is 14 and doesn't count.
Drew knows stuff.
Did we mention Olive and Oak and DiRienzo's Pizza?
We did not mention that one today, no.
Yep, that's in the pepperoni region.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Yeah, like you said, Guido's and Filoni's is going to be a close call. Did you mention Emo's and Blackthorn?
I did. That was one of our...
Okay, yeah,
Emo's still one of our number one seeds remaining.
Yeah.
Which of these number one seeds do you think makes it to the final?
I kind of feel like
there's going to be at least one.
If people are voting with their heart. Okay, this is going to come out wrong. That's not what I meant. Here's the thing. I think with emos, it's not just taste. I do think there's some like St. Louis loyalty and pride because emos
is a brand.
It's a brand, but it's also a different tasting pizza than every other pizza out there. And like, this is St. Louis style. So I wonder if people will vote for emos even if it's technically not their favorite.
Well, I think what's interesting about...
Do you ever like the idea of something more than you like the thing itself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think it's almost like people who, and I'm not saying this is emos, mm-hmm. but people who like the smell of coffee but yeah. not actually drinking it.
Yes, or like me, I love parades. I love knowing a parade is going on, but I don't like watching parades.
Okay,
I don't want to go to a parade, but I love knowing that it's gonna happen.
Now, I love emos, and I know a lot, if you introduce emos to people from out of town who have a lifetime of enjoying pizza... that maybe they would not, it would not sit right with them because mm-hmm. it's so different. I grew up with it, so I love it.
I grew up with it. It is very different. But I will say the fact that Simone Biles, the GOAT, perhaps one of the greatest athletes of all time, likes emos, tweeted about it.
I remember when Trae Young, right before he was drafted in the NBA, he had a box of pizza that Jason Tatum had told him he needed to try, and it was mm-hmm. emos, mm-hmm. and he said he enjoyed it, so he gave it his endorsement. That's pretty good, right?
I think so.
Emos might make it to the championship just because of what we're talking about, but there's a lot of really good stuff here. You can see the entire bracket by going to our Twitter account, at Chris Amy KMOX. That's where you also vote. You'll have to go down in the timeline, and then there are
Clicking on the replies or the... the thread, because I will say I missed a couple, because sometimes the way that Twitter works, it'll show 6 of the 8 or 4.
It doesn't show all of them.
It doesn't show all of them. So you got to make sure you click through. Yeah. I actually missed a couple of votes.
Our Mott's Madness tournament is ongoing right now. You can vote for what you think are the best pizza places in St. Louis. Amy Marks Kors and Chris Ranji with opening day tomorrow. We thought we'd have a conversation with play-by-play voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney, who is next on 104.1 FM KMOX. That's right, baby. Cardinals baseball comes back tomorrow. They will take on the Minnesota Twins. We have a full day of programming. Chris and Amy's show getting started at 9 a.m. We'll go until 12. Then it's Kevin Wheeler and Dave Glover. They will take you into the pregame show. Then the Cardinals open the season against the Minnesota Twins right here on 104.1 FM KMOX. And it is time to go to the guest line. We've got the voice of the Cardinals here on KMOX. John Rooney joins the show. What's going on, John? It's been a while.
Well, it's a nice sunny day, and it looks like it's going to be good weather tomorrow for the opener. So that's what's going on. Time for baseball.
How ready are you?
I've been ready since about the third spring training game.
Yeah. I can see that.
That tends to be when it happens for the broadcasters, everybody from the outside, because, you know, you just want to get it going and see what happens here, right?
And we reached a point in spring training where it was time to break camp, go north, and perhaps we saw the starting lineup in Memphis that Ollie will have in there tomorrow against the Minnesota Twins. I'm not sure about the batting order, but perhaps that was it, and we'll find out later today, I'm sure, at the workout. But it's a nice matchup, and Sonny Gray had a very, very rough spring. He certainly wasn't feeling well his last outing, but the good ones figure a way to get through things and find something that works. And it's the fourth opening day assignment for Sonny Gray, first as a Cardinal, and he'll go up against Pablo Lopez, who has been really tough on the Cardinals in the past. But I just have a feeling Sonny's going to be all right.
Yeah, that was my question was going to be, how do you know when it's something to be concerned about with a veteran pitcher or when it's just, hey, he's working through something and he'll be ready to go when we start the season?
No, I think you have to give it 4 or 5 starts before you start making some kind of conclusion that this particular pitcher is losing it or he's finding his way. And I thought Oliver made a really good comparison between Adam Wainwright losing some of his fastball, yet finding a way to pitch batters and use the movement on the pitches he had to win games. And he ended up winning 200. And I don't know how he won his 200th game because that shoulder and that arm all taped together. I think they used duct tape right along with the regular medical tape to get him through that game. But he figured it out. And Sonny Gray has been studying pitching. He has been evolving as a pitcher ever since he came into the big leagues with the A's. And you have to give him the benefit of the doubt right now because he does have a very good track record. Now, is he going to go nine? No. He'll probably give you about 75, 80 pitches that could get him into the seventh, sometimes in the eighth when he's really on. But you just have a feeling that, okay, he's seen what has worked, what hasn't worked, and put together a game plan for the hitters he's going to face and go about his business come 3:15 tomorrow.
You know, it's such a long season. I know we talk about this over and over again, and Mike Claiborne talking about, well, you don't really know until Flag Day and so forth. But if you are a veteran like a Sonny Gray starting the game tomorrow, or a young guy like Victor Scott, how does the ratio or algorithm change when you're looking at what I got to put on the field and how I need to balance like durability to make sure I can keep going through such a long season?
Oh, I think it's just the way the guys prepare themselves from day to day. And if you start thinking about it, well, how am I going to make it to September? They won't make it past the 30th of April at that point, because it is a long season. You have to take it, you know, the old proverbial cliche, game by game. And that's the way you play this. It's 162 on the schedule, but it's today's game that matters, and you worry about tomorrow when that time comes. And it is a matter of getting your rest and eating properly and doing the work you need to do to stay healthy, and the time you need to spend with the athletic trainers and whatever. It's all part of the grind they go through from day to day in the major leagues. But for Victor Scott, he got a taste of what it was like last year, and he had some failure. And I think guys have to go through some down times before they get it figured out. And he put a lot of work in the offseason, and I like what I see so far and the results that he put up in spring training. And he earned the right to get an extended look playing center field. So he's in there. Lars Nootbaar staying healthy is going to be another major key, I think, and how we can get him on base. And he can make the plays in the outfield and stay healthy, stay on the field. That's going to be a big key for him because he has a huge upside, but the injuries have kind of curtailed what we've expected out of Lars Nootbaar, what he's expected out of himself, really, because this is a guy who has a great deal of talent. And Wilson Contreras, to me, was the surprise of the spring. Not that he hit. We know he's going to hit and hit for power. But he played really well at first base. The footwork, the timing at first base, working with the infielders. And he was in that lineup every day, it seemed, whether he was at first base or DHing. So to me, that was really encouraging. Ivan Herrera still has to work on his throwing, but he's going to get an extended look behind the plate. And Pedro Páez has done a really good job working with the pitching staff, and they like throwing to him. So the Cardinals have a couple of capable receivers there. And with Contreras going to first base, that keeps him in the lineup, and I think he's going to have a big year because he won't get beaten up behind the plate like catchers get.
You know, what dominated the conversation in the last few weeks was Victor Scott playing so well, getting, you know, is he going to break camp with the team? And I think most people thought he was not going to. So we really did, I think, overlook what Contreras did at first and moving positions. And, John, this is somebody who has... He's done everything they've asked of him, you know? I mean, they make him DH for a while. They take him from behind the plate, but they keep his bat in the lineup. Now they've made him switch positions. He has done all of this gracefully.
And he has done everything he's asked of himself. This guy loves to play. His energy is so necessary in the clubhouse, on the field, just to be in that lineup with the energy he brings to a game. That's what makes Wilson Contreras so important and so special, I think. Where he had some problems behind the plate, he worked hard to try to correct those. And he was better last year. And now going to first base, I still think he's going to have a huge year because he won't take that beating on a day-to-day basis. I remember talking to Carlton Fisk when he was with the White Sox. He got hit on the shoulder with a foul ball in the first inning of a game in April. And it wasn't two more innings. He got hit in the same spot. it looked like a huge target on that shoulder, the bruise he had. But that's what happens. You get hit once, you're going to get hit there again, and you're probably going to get hit with a backswing like Wilson was with a broken arm. Don't have to worry about that when he's over at first. Now, he does have to worry if he has to move his arm into the path of a runner where he's in a full stretch. And I was worried about that because I've seen guys have their careers ended because they stretched toward the shortstop. The throw was to the foul side of the first base line. Reaching for it, the runner hit their arm. There goes the shoulder. There goes the career.
Yeah.
But his footwork and what he's done, Chris, he has made strides at first base that I don't think the Cardinals really expected. And that's because he works so hard, loves what he's doing, and loves to be in there. And that may have been overlooked because he made it look pretty easy, I think.
You know, for most catchers, there's a lot of wear and tear behind the plate. And maybe, I know we were spoiled watching Yadier Molina do it because it seemed like, you know, he could have done it for 30 years. But how much does it elongate Contreras's career to take him away from that position?
Well, Craig Biggio was moved out to second base and then to the outfield and worked out well for him with the Houston Astros, and it does, where you don't have to take that beating, but some catchers, they're able to go through a whole career like Yadi. And I don't know how he did it. You could go in the clubhouse after a game, and Yadi would have so much ice with the wrap around his shoulder, his knees, on a hip. He looked like the Michelin Tire Man, and he's kind of hobbling around the clubhouse. And then the next night, here come the Cardinals, and Yadi sprints out there behind the plate. He knew how to get ready for a game. He knew how to take care of himself after a game. And he had to be mentally tough and have a high pain threshold to be able to do what he was able to do all those years. But there are guys built that way, and that's the way they go about their business. But I think Wilson's going to have a really good career because the guy is a hitter. He can mash. But playing first base, I think he's ahead of the game right now. I really like what I see of him at first base, digging balls out of the dirt. We were spoiled by Paul Goldschmidt. I don't know how many errors, 90, 100 errors he may have saved on throws he picked out of the dirt through the course of a year. I didn't add them all up, but it was considerable, the amount of errors he saved. And I think Wilson's going to save a good number of those just because of the work he's put in.
So we talked about Sonny Gray in the rotation. One of the maybe surprises, at least if you go back to the beginning of spring training, I don't think many were expecting it, but Matthew Liberatore ended up winning a spot as the final starter in the rotation, which will be five-man at first and then expected to go to a six-man rotation in the middle of next month. What are your thoughts on Liberatore and how he has looked this spring and what you might expect from him?
Well, I go back to my days with Mark Burley in Chicago. He was in the bullpen and doing a fabulous job for the Chicago White Sox. And I hated to see him come out of the bullpen because finding a reliable lefty, and he had pretty good pop on the fastball back then too. But we saw what he did as a starting pitcher. And I also got to watch him grow into that role, like I've had the opportunity to watch Matthew Liberatore do the very same thing. He was shut down in many instances coming out of the bullpen and using his fastball and his slider to go right after left-handed batters. Then you have to face the three coming out of the bullpen, three batters. So he'd have usually a righty, lefty, or a couple of righties that he'd have to face. And I liked his attack approach that he had last year. And I think we're seeing a development with Liberatore right now. And talking to Chris Carpenter about going out there and making a pitch at a time. You make the pitch, get the ball back, you're focused on the next pitch. I think we're seeing that from Liberatore, and that's why they're ready to say, okay, this young guy who was projected as a starter when Tampa Bay drafted him and the Cardinals traded for him, we're seeing that unfold right now, and he's going to get that chance. And he's going to go out there, and a bad outing or two, they're not going to send him back to the minors or the bullpen. That's not the game plan right now. They're going to really give him a look, and they feel like that his best days in his career will be as a starting pitcher, and that's the way we're going to begin 2025 with Liberatore.
John, I have good news for you. We are really putting you to work. We're going to bring you back tomorrow. You and Ricky Horton both.
I thought you had a bad joke.
Nope. Well, I wasn't prepared for that.
What?
But now I will be.
Yeah.
So you get to come back with us tomorrow, you and Rick. As we are at Cardinals Nation at Ballpark Village for kegs and eggs. And then...
Oh, boy! Yeah,
and then... And there are going to be actual eggs there, John.
Finally. There will be eggs.
There have not been eggs at Kegs and Eggs for years.
I know it's a great event, but Kegs and Eggs does not sound appetizing to me at that time of day.
Well...
Or even late at night.
What about just the eggs?
Yeah.
The eggs are all right.
Yeah, okay. Well,
are you having them separately? That's fine. I can go that. That's good.
Well, yeah, we're putting you to work tomorrow, and then you have to hang out with us once a week all season.
Okay. Well, I think we can do that.
All right.
That's possible.
And don't worry, I'll bring some jokes.
We'll have some jokes.
Okay. What do you call a baked snake?
A baked snake? I don't know.
What?
A python.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. That's actually not bad.
Pretty good.
That's not bad.
See you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, John Rooney. Voice of the Cardinals, John Rooney.
I love it.
That's not bad. A python.
That's pretty good.
Well done. John Rooney, voice of the Cardinals. You hear him with Ricky Horton and Mike Claiborne throughout the Cardinals season on the Odyssey app. And on 104.1 FM KMOX. And speaking of 104.1, we have right here, if you're looking on the stream, if you're watching us,
buddy.
It's a little bit of a glare, but you can watch us on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. Mm-hmm. This is the commemorative mug that you will get.
It's a glass stein.
If you purchase a table for the first pitch breakfast tomorrow. Kegs and eggs sold out.
Sold out.
First pitch breakfast from 8 until 10:30 with Vince Coleman and Tom Ackerman.
But don't you only have a few more hours to buy those tickets?
Yes, you have until 5 o'clock today to purchase a table. There is a discount code right now, kmox.com/events. The discount code is KMOX, and you get 20% off. You get food, you get Budweiser, you get Bloody Marys, Bottomless Mimosas, and you get tickets to the game on Saturday.
I thought you were going to say Bloody Mimosas, which sounds awful.
I was not.
Bloody Marys, Bottomless Mimosas, AB products.
And you'll never guess, Steve Moore, our boss, walked in here with the commemorative mug and said, I need that back.
Yeah, he took it back. He's no Megan Eberhardt, I can tell you that.
He's always giving and then taking away all the time. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 KMOX.
You know, Ronge, was it yesterday? Just yesterday? Well, we were talking about the St. Louis Pride Fest and how Anheuser-Busch has declined to sponsor this year's event, leaving Pride St. Louis very short of their fundraising goals. And, you know, I know we kind of focused on the reason now. Like, well, they don't want to face backlash and Dylan Mulvaney and all of that. What happened when Bud Light had Dylan Mulvaney do a promo for them and so forth. But I kind of, yesterday, it kind of hit me. Anheuser-Busch, and I know we said this, but I don't think we dwelled on it enough. Anheuser-Busch has supported the Pride Fest for over 30 years. So let's say 30 years, exactly. But it's been over 30 years, but let's say 30 years. That's 1995. That's a really long time, and also that's a different world. In the sense of, people weren't talking about culture wars in the same way they are now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people weren't as angry and all up in each other's business as they are now. And I guess I'm just saying, regardless of your views on the matter, to have a sponsor since 1995 suddenly say, we're out, and it seems like in a pretty short statement, like there was a conversation, but they said it's just not our priority anymore. That would be incredibly jarring, difficult, and disruptive to any organization.
Of course.
And I know, like I said, I know we brought that up, but just, I didn't really say the year 1995. It was before that. So if they mean 1994, 1993. Imagine having a sponsor since the 90s, and then it suddenly ends. That's a long time, and it was also a different world. It was pre-9/11. It was pre-George Bush. Like, Anheuser-Busch and Pride STL have been together through all of that.
So it's just saying
like that's really striking.
And
for
when
it to be such an abrupt end.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And if you are a person in that community and you feel like you don't get support from everybody, that you feel that there are lots of people out there that just don't like you, they don't like you for who you are, or they are disgusted by you, or they hate you, or, you know, whatever it is. And then to have a supporter who's been there for several decades say, yeah, I'm out. It's a business decision. It doesn't matter if it's a business decision. It feels personal to you.
It would feel personal. And
so I
and
do not blame anybody from the community who feels like, wow, you've abandoned us.
Because
they're not wrong.
You know, I think it's because we're kind of viewing this, or you may accidentally view it through the lens of, remember how after like the George Floyd riots and all of that in 2020, right? It's the COVID world. It's the post-Trump, mid-Trump world. And the repercussions of the George Floyd incident and the riots and all that, there were some new DEI programs and so forth that were instituted, right? And then now those have kind of been rolled back because now Trump's president. That's a very small window of time that you're really looking at of programs being instituted and rolled back. This partnership goes back to the 90s.
Yeah.
I think that's like what the highlight is. Like, this is a big deal.
Yeah, my guess is that if you're a member of that community, you're probably thinking you're being assaulted from every angle right now. Because it's the DEI stuff, it's this stuff, it's Anheuser-Busch pulling out, it's other companies that don't want anything
hurtful
to do with you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I totally see that.
Amy, I was just crazy course to think of 1995. Do you know what I mean? It just feels like forever ago.
30 years. Yeah.
It feels like a billion years ago.
It does feel that way.
Yeah.
Amy Mark scores Chris Ranji, 314-436-7900. The show is in its final hour. Yeah, we're on 9 to
not
noon
forever,
now.
Not forever, just for
no,
today.
No, yeah. Just for, you know, today. 9 to noon every day on 104.1 FM, KMOX.